Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
Talking about UFOs today, this guy, Brownie, in Batemans Bay, reckons he's seen one.
That's it. He filmed 8 minutes of what he believes to be a UFO. There was no flashing lights, so it couldn't have been a plane or a helicopter. It was moving way too slow. And there's a UFO researcher out there who says, you know, there's no reasonable explanation of what it can be right now.
Wow, okay.
So it's got to be a UFO. People out there do believe in UFOs. Chris, the truth is out there. I'm an X-Files geek, can you tell?
I think the delusions are in here.
But I'm not alone, Chris. There are other people out there, I believe, I hope and pray, that don't believe in UFOs.
Don't use line, we're not alone. Don't use that.
We're not alone out there.
This is in Close Encounters. We wanted to see if there's just at least one person out there who's had a UFO spotting of some description. 13 12 16 is a number. Liam joins us on the line. Liam, you've seen one. You've got a story for us.
I didn't see it. My mother actually saw it when she was about 12, so this going back about 28 years ago.
Yeah? Well, what's the story?
She was just in bed, and all of a sudden she woke up, and she looked up in the sky, and here's just this thing hovering in the air clear as day, and all of a sudden it just shot upwards.
Into the sky, it disappeared.
And then the next day they were in the paper with sightings.
So whereabouts was this? Like, where in the country?
In Newcastle.
Okay. All right. And do you obviously believe the story?
Well, Mum's never lied to me yet.
Yeah, well, I suppose it is hard not to believe Mum. I suppose.
Like, a story like that as well, which she said her whole entire life, so she must believe it with her own two eyes. She saw it with her own two eyes.
There you go. We found one person.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Do you want, like, obviously you don't believe. You're not a believer out there.
No.
What we should do one night is go camp out somewhere and just watch the sky. We might see something.
Why? Why?
Because, Chris, I want to make you a believer.
Ever since you watched that movie Brokeback Mountain. Story out yesterday was a lot of people talking about the new look Bindi Irwin.
She is almost 14 years old, and how much mature and older does she look?
I did not honestly recognize her from the photo. What happened yesterday? I think it was the Today host Lisa Wilkinson tweeted a picture from the Woman's Day of Bindi Irwin. You know, her in her early childhood years, now that she's moving into being a teenager. I couldn't pick who it was. It didn't look anything like
it. Honestly, when I first looked at the picture, I thought, oh, you know, Dakota Fanning's doing something else. But no, she looks completely different. She looks a lot older and, you know, very much so mature.
In the woman's, is it the Woman's Day?
Woman's Day, yeah. That's it, yes.
The story basically, you know, delving into where she's at the moment, is she starting to, you know, get into boys and everything
and
like
start
that?
Dating, yeah.
She's not at, she doesn't find any interest there whatsoever.
Oh, okay, yes.
And, but it sort of, it led me to think that, could you imagine, like, if Steve Irwin was still here today, rest his soul. I mean, he's been gone for six years now,
that's right, yeah.
If he was still around, imagine if Bindi started bringing boys home. He would have to be possibly the most confronting father-in-law of all time.
Really? I think he'd be fantastic. Because look at him, you can't say a bad word about him. You know, what's he
done? You can't.
He did nothing bad in his life. I reckon he'd be like the typical Aussie larrikin. He'd have a joke with you the whole entire time. He would not even, you know, look bad at you.
You see, you know, I see what you're saying there. But on the other hand, I mean, you know, the unfortunate teenager who decides to start dating Bindi, he goes home. What does Steve do if he doesn't like him? Wrestles him to the ground, ties him up in a net, and then releases him into a river. Like, that's sort of my brain is at the moment.
Either that, or, you know, if something did go bad with Bindi Irwin and her boyfriend, the crocodiles are there.
Mm.
It'd be one of those, let's go for a bit of a walk, and, you know, walk down to the crocodile enclosure.
Come with me into my office. It's called the Kakadu. let's
go for a walk.
Let's go for a little bit of a walk. No, you won't need your phone or your keys. You'll be fine. Leave your wallet there.
Okay, yeah, I can understand where you're coming from there. But in most guys' life, you're going to have that awkward encounter with father-in-law. Mm. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, okay. One
of my exes, actually, the very first time I met her dad was when I was leaving her bedroom to go to the toilet wearing nothing but boxer shorts. Ran into him in the hallway. Mm. It's like, hey, I'm Paul. I'm dating your daughter. How are you? It was awkward to say the least, and
well, Paul, I can see you're happy to see me.
No. It was nothing along the lines of that. It was the death stares, and, you know, after that, we had to do a lot of bonding. Like, we had to catch up, and, you know, he wanted to find out a lot about my life, you know, where I was heading in life, you know, how we met, what am I doing later, how much money is in my bank account.
Was it the run-in where it was, I'm Paul, I'm dating your daughter?
Exactly that, because I was a little bit worried. This guy, he was, you know, big and, you know, beefy, covered in tattoos. I was actually fearing for my life.
Yeah. That's nothing. I had a previous relationship once upon a time where her father threatened to kill me, and I took it all in good fun at the time, until in later years it was revealed he was an ex-con and had a number of unregistered firearms as well. Okay. So
you know, at the time, did you leave? Is that why the relationship ended?
Well, the sentence was, if you ever break my daughter's heart, I'll kill you. I'm like, oh, that's not going to make this next bit easy.
Yeah, all right, just pack your stuff up and leave.
All right, let's do that. Let's talk run-ins with the father-in-law today. 13, 12, 16, and I think we've got Dino joining us this morning. Dino, tell us your story, mate.
Back when I was a teenager, I was dating a girl at the time, and we were both probably around 16, I think we were. And her dad was a butcher.
Oh,
We were going out for a fair while, and I got on pretty well with him. But the first time she was ever coming to my place for dinner, and not going to hang around for a bit, he sort of was out in the shed playing around with a few things. I think he had a pocket knife, cutting something and doing something. Anyway, and I walked out to say goodbye, and he pointed the knife at me and he said, "Don't do anything wrong and don't do anything you're not meant to, or I'll cut it off." being nervous back in the day, tried to make a joke. I said, "Oh, you're going to need a bigger knife." Oh, mate, a 16-year-old saying that, I don't know, he laughed, he cracked himself laughing, and I thought, to this day, I don't know whether he was laughing because it was funny, or he was laughing because he thought, yeah, right, I don't know, but I got away with it.
No, he's laughing because the bigger knives were across on the other table. He just had to go and reach them.
What a gutsy thing to say, though.
That's very gutsy.
But I guess, you know, the father should have had a bit more respect for him because he stood up for himself, I guess. Either that, or he's been on the run for the past 20 years.
That's not a knife. This is no, that's not a knife either.
Your voice is sounding so sexy this morning, so amazing.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to give you one last chance to have your stab at my voice this morning. Because, okay, it's been carrying on for the past hour, but yeah, just get it out of your system.
You know, your reading just sounded amazing when you're getting that information out. Need to take advantage of this right now before your voice gets better.
Okay, yes.
Can we do a little bit of fun right now? We got some time.
Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes.
What I want to do is put you in a couple of scenarios and give you a couple of things I want you to read out, because your voice is awesome. First of all, in The Simpsons, there's a character who works at Krusty Burger.
Yeah.
He drops a taco in the deep fryer. You sound just like him right now. Can I get you to reenact that scene?
All right, I'll do it now. I'm sorry, Mr. Simpson, I've dropped your nacho in the deep fryer. Don't worry, I'll get it. Is that what you're going for? Is that what you want?
Spot on. Okay, but one more before we go.
You've just handed me this piece of paper.
Now,
what is this?
There is this amazing book getting around right now. Ladies are absolutely loving it. It is called 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no.
I've got a bit of an excerpt from it, which will be, you know, your sexy voice.
So you want me to...
I want you to read a little bit of this paragraph. Is that okay? It'll fit this situation perfectly.
All right. Let me... Okay. 50 Shades of Grey. It's just for the ladies this morning, so you may want to just turn your radio up a little bit. Here we go. I roll my eyes at myself. Get a grip, Steele. Judging from the building, which is too clinical and modern, I guess Grey is in his 40s. Fit. Tanned and fair-haired to match the rest of his personnel. Another elegant, flawlessly dressed blonde comes out of the large door on the right. What is it with all these immaculate blondes? It's like Stepford here. Take a deep breath. I stand up. Miss Steele, the latest blonde asks. Yes, I croak and clear my throat. Yes. There, that sounded more confident. I hate you.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.